More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. Of all the states, perhaps Wisconsin has among the greatest connections to the history of the American circus movement. It was home to the Ringling Brothers, whose circus merged with those of P.T. Barnum and James A. Bailey. And since 1959, it's been home to Circus World, now the Circus World Museum, on the grounds of the former winter home to the Ringling Brothers Circus in Baraboo. A new film by Iowa native Gene Gamache tells the story of the early history of American circuses and of Charles Chappie Fox, the man who single-handedly rescued hundreds of antique circus wagons and restored them at Circus World. The film is called A Circus Life, and Gamache tells Lake Effect's Bonnie North how he came to make it.
I was actually making another documentary in Wisconsin, in Appleton, doing a documentary on Houdini, and was introduced, my co-producer and co-director on A Circus Life, Kirk Carter. Actually, the two of us were introduced to Chappie Fox by a man named Tom Bolt. Tom actually took us to the circus parade in Milwaukee and kind of got us hooked on this amazing visual event and parade. And we ended up deciding to do the documentary and had some amazing interviews with Chappie Fox. And actually, the first interview was 4 hours long, and he didn't bat an eye. I mean, he was under hot lights. We were actually getting tired and hot, and he just kept going. And it was amazing, the stories he was telling us about the circus and his involvement with collecting these circus wagons.
And the other thing that was so interesting is that this was really a second career for him. It was a passion of his all his life, but being able to do this kind of restoration came to him somewhat late in life.
Yeah, he actually said to us that if he could do it again, he'd live the last 25 years over and over again, because that was his favorite time and the time when he was really involved with the Circus World Museum and collecting these circus wagons and also working tirelessly to have the parade every year.
Now, for you as a filmmaker, how did you first think about putting this on the screen? Because it's a big story. I mean, the first part of the film really kind of talks about the history of the circus in the United States and then kind of goes into the circus wagons. But did you start out thinking that's how you wanted to approach it?
Interestingly, the film was actually originally two parts. And the first part talked about the early American circus and the circus parades and how the wagons were used. And we actually interviewed a couple circus performers, a man by the name of Al Mann and also his wife, Irene. And they told us a little bit what it was like to be on a circus in those days and also a little bit about the circus parades. And then other circus historians talking about the early American circus. And that led up until the demise of the circus parade and kind of the transformation of the circus. And then part two was sort of Chappie getting more involved with the collecting of the wagons and realizing that there was this amazing piece of history out there laying in farm fields, rotting away. And he just felt he needed to rescue those wagons and make them part of the Circus World Museum's collection, because no other museum had that type of collection. It was kind of a two-part documentary that just recently I put the two parts together and created a feature, 88-minute feature-length film.
Yeah, and I think it flows together really nicely because it takes you from that larger overview of what the circus was and why it was so important in American culture, and then taking it down to the more detailed of literally watching artisans recreate and reproduce parts for these wagons because, they, as you say, they had rotted away.
Absolutely, and the thing is, you know, Chappie even says in the film that if they'd started the museum 10 years later, most of these wagons would have been burned up and lost. So the timing was critical. And I think right now they have over 200 wagons in the museum collection in Baraboo. And that collection represents maybe 2/3 of the remaining wagons on the planet that were used by circuses. So, and also the interesting thing to me is these wagons have survived. And, you know, the owners, the circus owners are no longer here who created the wagons, who had them built. The artisans who originally carved and made the wagons are no longer here. But here these wagons have lasted, you know, over 100 years, and they're still with us. It's really amazing. And, you know, they've been on just about every street in America.
This collection here in Wisconsin is about 2/3 of what's extant. And that's only about, what, 3% of what was actually produced and used during the heyday?
Exactly. And it's interesting, but, you know, the circus owners considered these wagons, they were just sort of tools that they used to promote the circus. And once they could no longer use the wagons because the cities changed and they couldn't drive the parade down the middle of Main Street because of cars and street lights, they ended up becoming junk to the circus owners, and they just trashed them. They threw them off the sides of trains and just discarded them. So that's why they laid in these farm fields for so many years before Chappie and some of these other folks at the Circus World Museum discovered them.
So now, is the restoration still going on? I mean, I know he died about 10 years ago, right?
Yes, that's correct. And they still are restoring wagons. The Circus World Museum is still going strong and actually a wonderful place to visit. You can take the family and see a lot of history there. And you can actually walk through the wagon pavilion right up close to these wagons and see the amazing carvings and the beautiful colors. And it's really educational. They also have performances during the summer months up there in Baraboo at the Circus World Museum grounds.
As you were doing the research for this film and also putting the film together, I mean, did it surprise you that circuses were so important when they were in their heyday?
Actually, yes, it did. And the thing that amazed me the most was, you know, I work in movie advertising. That's what I do for a living and edit movie trailers. And actually, the circus parade was how the circus actually promoted the circus. It was their trailer. And when they would arrive in town and with all these horses pulling these wagons with, you know, musicians and bands on top of the wagons, they'd create quite a ruckus in town. And that became their arrival and their announcement to the town that the circus is here, follow the parade, and you can see us set up the tent and then later watch the performance. So that was something I really didn't know. You know, I went to the circus when I was a kid, but I didn't realize that's kind of how it got its start. And also the educational aspect. I had no idea that back then they didn't have the internet. They didn't really have much photography. And so the first chance people ever got to see a lion or an elephant or any of these exotic performers was actually in the circus. And so it wasn't just entertainment. It was also educational.
What about some of the archival footage that you used here? How did you track some of that down? It was amazing to see, particularly when you talked about Al Mann and his wife, and there was some footage there, not just still photographs, but actual moving footage of him performing.
Yes, well, both of them worked with the Ringling Brothers early in their careers, and they worked with various circuses. And finding the footage, Al was gracious enough to give us some still photographs, but a lot of materials we were able to get from Circus World Museum. That really helped us to really tell the story of the history of it, because it was a long time ago, and when you get to see that archival footage and then you connect that with the current day footage of the parade moving down the streets of Milwaukee, it really tells you what a great piece of history this is and why it's so important to save it.
The footage that you speak of going down Wisconsin Avenue, which pretty much ends the film, it's funny because those of us who've moved here later know that view with the Calatrava Art Museum, and it's not there in that footage, which is funny. So it means it's earlier than when the Calatrava was built.
Absolutely, that's true. And I remember the first time I saw the parade, I was just stunned. And I thought, how did I not know about this? And I think mostly people only in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, or in the surrounding area knew about the parade and even knew it existed. So it's something that I hope people will, you know, get out and see the film and have an appreciation for, you know, how hard Chappie Foxx worked to bring these wagons back to life and have them paraded down the streets of Milwaukee.
Does that still happen?
Actually, no. The last parade they did was 2009. And even then, they weren't doing it every year. They were only doing it every few years. And it was very expensive. It cost about $2 million to have the parade. And also, there was never a corporate sponsor, per se, where they would brand, you know, this is the, you know, Schlitz Brewing Company parade or anything like that. It was always private donors. And companies would donate the money to have the parade, but they didn't have their names, you know, put on the wagons or anything like that. So that made it a special event as well, because it really was an authentic circus parade.
One of my favorite shots in the latter part of the film is when they're getting the modern day roustabouts are getting the wagons onto the train in Baraboo to get it here.
Exactly. And in the film, one of the gentlemen talks about that. Some of these guys who show up every year in that summer, and they just want to be a part of the circus, and they actually kind of play circus. They'll take their vacation and time it just so they can be there for the loading of the wagon and also the train ride and also the unloading of the wagon.
I can understand the appeal. It goes back to what everyone kept saying in the film. A lot of different people said it in different ways about the romance of the circus.
Exactly. And I think, you know, especially with the 750 horses that pull the wagons, it's very much a romantic vision. And you see the horses moving in slow motion in the film, and you feel the grandness. And also, you know, it's something that happened hundreds of years ago when the circus would come to town. There weren't motorized vehicles to pull the wagons back then. So seeing the horses and the beautiful carved wagons, it really kind of takes you back to a time when things were simpler and there was no internet, there were no cell phones. And I think it's something that we can all appreciate and take a step back and really look at where we're at today and where we used to be. I think that's something that the film offers, is a chance to step back and, you know, sort of it's a little bit of a time capsule.
What about looking forward? I know circuses, there are still some around and people still go. Do they still hold on the imagination? Do people still find them romantic?
Absolutely. I haven't really been to the circus in recent years, so I'm guessing I think the circuses are still going strong. And I think they've just, one of the strengths of the circuses is that they've been able to change and adapt. And, you know, they still have the trapeze acts and some of the animal acts, but I think they've also, you know, sort of transformed themselves to be able to compete with all the different forms of entertainment that are out there. I mean, now you have, you know, movies and video games and the internet and music. It's just, there's a lot out there for the circuses to compete with. I think they've done a pretty good job. And in some ways, you know, they're still maybe a little bit like these wagons when they used to parade them. They're almost alien, because back in the day, people saw them for the first time and they were alien. And now when you see them today, they're also sort of alien because they're from another time period and another place that most of us aren't familiar with. Maybe our grandparents are, but we aren't. So it's actually a nice way to look at them as sort of a new thing when they come down the street.
Doing this film, has it made you want to go to the circus more?
Absolutely. I mean, the circus, you know, the next time the circus comes to town, maybe I'll get a chance to see it. It's just I haven't had a chance to in recent years. And actually, I now have a 11-month-old son. So I'm sure I'll be going to the circus in the next few years when he's a little bit older.
Well, Gene, I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you bringing me on the show.
Gene Gamache is producer and director of the film A Circus Life, which will show tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Oriental Theater. Gamache will lead a Q&A after the screening. He spoke with Bonnie North. There is a link to more information about the film and the Circus World Museum in Baraboo from WUWM.com/Lake Effect. Milwaukee writer Dean Jensen has had circus history on his mind for a long time. His new book tells the tragic story of two of the circus's early superstars. We'll hear about it when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.